You must widen your gaze. The lift stops. The doors open. And I am blind. Behind the glasses, my pupils constrict to adjust to the light. When, at last, I'm able to open my eyes, I expect to see a massive glowing bulb or a flare, some source to the light, but I see nothing. The light is ambient, from some distant, impossible source. Some human instinct in me knows this power, knows this primal origin of life. The sun. Daylight. My hands tremble, and I step with Dancer from the elevator. He does not speak. I doubt I would hear him, even if he did. We stand in a room of strange makings, unlike any I've imagined. There is a substance underfoot, hard but neither metal nor rock. Wood. I know it from the HC pictures of Earth. A carpet of a thousand hues spreads over it, soft under my feet. The walls around are of red wood, carved with trees and deer. Soft music plays in the distance. I follow the tune, deeper into the room, toward the light. I find a bank of glass, a large wall that lets the sun in to shine across the length of a squat black instrument with white keys, which plays itself in a tall room with three walls and a long bank of glass windows. Everything is so smooth. Beyond the instrument, beyond the glass, lies something I don't understand. I stumble toward the window, toward the light, and fall to my knees, pressing my hands against the barrier. I moan one long note. "Now you understand," Dancer says. "We are deceived." Beyond the glass sprawls a city. Chapter 9. The Lie. The city is one of spires, parks, rivers, gardens, and fountains. It is a city of dreams, a city of blue water and green life on a red planet that is supposed to be as barren as the cruelest desert. This is not the Mars they show us on the HC. This is not a place unfit for man. It is a place of lies, wealth, and immense abundance. I gasp at the grotesquerie. Men and women fly. They shimmer gold and silver. Those are the only colours I see in the sky. Their grav boots carry them about like gods. The technology so much more graceful than the clumsy grav boots our keepers wear in the mines. A young man soars past my window, his skin burnished, his hair fluttering loosely behind him as he carries two bottles of wine toward a nearby garden spire. He's drunk, and his wobbling through the air reminds me of a time I saw Drill Boy's air system break down in his fry suit. He gasped for oxygen as he died, twitching and dancing. This gold laughs like a fool and does a mirthful spin. Four girls, not at all older than me, fly after him in a merry hunt, giddy and giggling. Their tight dresses seem to be made of liquid and drip around their young curves. They look my age, in a way, but seem so bloody foolish. I do not understand. Beyond them, ships flit through the air along beacon-lit avenues. Small ships, ripwings, as Dancer calls them, escort the most intricate of air yachts. On the ground I see men and women moving through wide avenues. There are automobiles, colour-coded lamps along the lower levels. Yellow, blue, orange, green, pink. 100 shades of a dozen colours to form a hierarchy so complex, so alien, I scarcely think it a human concept. The buildings through which the paths wind are huge, some of glass, some of stone. But many remind me of those I've seen on the HC, those buildings of the Romans, made this time for gods instead of man. Beyond the city, which stretches nearly as far as I can see, Mars's red and barren surface is scarred with the green of grass and struggling woods. The sky above is blue, stained with stars. The terraforming is complete. This is the future. It should not be this way for generations. My life is a lie. So many times has Octavia Auloon told us of Lycos that we are the pioneers of Mars, that we are the brave souls who sacrifice for the race, that soon our toils for humanity will be over. Soon the softer colors will join us, once Mars is habitable. But they have already joined us. Earth has come to Mars, and we, pioneers, were left below, slaving, toiling, suffering to create and maintain the foundation of this empire. We are, as Io always said, the society's slaves. Dancer sits in a chair behind me and waits till I can speak. He says a word and the windows darken. I can still see the city, but the sun no longer blinds my eyes. Behind us, the squat instrument called a piano whispers a dreary melody. They told us we were man's only hope, I say quietly. That Earth was overcrowded. That all the pain, all the sacrifice, was for mankind. Sacrifice is good. Obedience, the highest virtue. The laughing gold has reached the nearby spire. He surrenders to the girls and their kisses. Soon they will drink their wine and have their amusement. Dancer tells me how it is. Earth ain't overcrowded, Darrow. 700 years back, they expanded to their moon, Luna. Because it is so difficult to launch spacecraft through Earth's gravity and atmosphere, Luna became Earth's port through which it colonized the moons and planets of the solar system. 700 years?